When you feed the chickens, did you have any way to call them to get them to?
Well, they were in a pen, so we didn't need to call them. But all you had to do is walk out in the yard. If it's feed time, you didn't have to call them. They were there. But the white leghorns were enclosed in a pen. And we kept troughs full of laying mash all the time. And they were eating all the time. So we just kept those troughs filled with water and laying mash.
Did you ever raise any kind of turkeys or ducks or geese or anything like that?
No, not anything of that nature. We were not anywhere near a water place that those kind of fowl needed.
What about the cows? Did you have a
Yes, we had a nice big pasture, and we always had at least two milking cows all the time. With a family of nine, we drank lots of milk and ate lots of butter.
I guess so.
Yes, we had at least two milking cows most all the time.
What did the barn look like on the inside? Can you describe
that? Well, it's
just
a regular old country barn, I would say. It was A-framed, and it had a hall in the center, and you go into the stalls from the center of the building this way. And the horses were in there, and the cows were in there. And then there was a storage room that had the feed and all in there.
Did they have a separate place to keep corn in? Is that?
Yeah, we had a corn crib. It was a separate building altogether.
Oh, okay. The corn
was put
in
into,
not
in
the
same building. Mm-hmm.
How about up in the top? Is
there a place? There was a loft in the top of that, and it would put hay up there. And that, I remember, that was before they had balers. So it was just loose hay. And you drive up with a wagon with a pitchfork, you'd sling it up in the top. You had no balers.
Did they use the horses to plow?
To plow and to and hitch to the wagon and to buggies. We had no car. But we had a buggy. And so the horses were very vital for the farmer to use on the, in the plowing and hauling and so forth.
Do you remember how they would be hooked up to the buggy?
I could hook them up at that point. I could hook up a whole team of horses to a wagon. And I would ride everything my daddy got. Of course, I got thrown off several times. But it was a lot of fun. And yes, I remember how the harnesses worked. And they pulled into a wagon. You had your a wagon shaft right here in the middle. And a horse was on one side and one was on the other. And then the breast thing here come across in such a way that the horses pull together. You know, they're not pulling against each other. Yes, I remember how they're looked at.
What about all the pieces that went on the
harness?
Horse? Do you remember the names of that?
No, nothing except just a bridle. As far as the names of the parts of the harness.
What about that you would hold on to guide them?
The reins, and you'd have the reins to guide with.
The same thing if you were riding or if you were in a buggy or?
Oh, if you were in a buggy or a wagon, but if you're riding, you just had a bridle, rein, a short bridle. But the other reins were long enough that you could sit back in the wagon or the buggy and hold a long leather. Most of them were made of leather.
Did the buggy have some kind of top over it?
Yes, it had a top and had a little step up into it, and called it a flow board and a foot board. And you had cold weather, we had